Blog Talk Radio.
On August 24th, in what is being called Martin's Legends of Wrestling Night, South Florida, will be visited by big superstars of the squared circle. The Moth from the South, Jimmy Hart, joins us to talk about the big show at Marlins Park. TNA and ROH veteran Homicide is getting ready for action in New York. Hear what the superstar has to say about his opponent and his future. FSW champion Talon is facing a foe he last fought. He explains why he is upset. This plus more on the Roman show, which starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of the Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now Mikey Ruckus, praying down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it, cause we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we drop shots as you lick at your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solar was dropped.
Yeah,
got it on lock and tied in the knot. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we throwing the curve. With a red carpet news break, shocking the world. Come on, rise, come and join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird. With these. Weird.
Welcome, everyone, to this great edition of The Roman Show. It is August 13th, and we have lots to talk about on the other side. I have my main man, Joe the Reporter. What's going on, Joe?
Not much, man. Not much. I'm enjoying this beautiful Tuesday.
That's right, and we have a lot of guests here this evening. We are excited. In fact, we have so many guests that I'm going to have to probably take a break during this, a little break here, but nonetheless, August 24th is a big night in South Florida at Marlins Park because, listen, if you are a kid, a young boy, or if you are an adult maybe in between the 25-30s, you must be going bananas because they're going to have an exciting event at Marlins Park. August 24th, mark it on your calendar, August 24th. Man, I'm so psyched. When I heard the news that this was going to take place, and I am a Marlins fan, and so are you, Joe, but when they added this to the itinerary, I went bananas because it's Marlins Legends of Wrestling Night. You are going to have the opportunity of meeting, greeting, and watching some of these guys in action. Guys like Bill Goldberg. Guys, legends like Bret Hart. Hall of Famers like Bret Hart. Greg the Hammer Valentine. Brutus Beefcake. Coco Beware. The Nasty Boys. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. You got guys that are currently in action like Davey Boy Smith Jr., Wes Briscoe of TNA, Mr. Anderson, Chavo Guerrero. The list goes on and on. I can tell you how excited I am. I can tell you how the Roman Show is so excited, Joe, because we will be out there covering it. But you know what? Just to give us a sense, just to give us a feel of what's going to happen, on the line, it is a great pleasure to have the mouth from the South, WWE legend, wrestling legend, Mr. Jimmy Hart. How are you, Jimmy?
Man, I am great. Man, you did a great job reading that card now, man. I don't know what I'm going to do now. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, it's actually, believe it or not, it's the second time you're on our show, Jimmy, because last year when WrestleMania came to town, we had the opportunity of interviewing you, and you coined us as the U-Haul Boys. I don't know if you remember that.
The U-Haul Brothers, my favorite tag team. You know, I am so excited about being there on the 24th. You know, my good friend Brian Knobs gave me a call, and he said, Jimmy, how would you like to manage the Nasty Boys one more time? And I said, buddy, I've got my megaphone. I've got my Nasty Boy helmet. I'm on my way. And so we went down to Marlins Park and met the good people there. Our good friend Quentin George was down there, of course, and he used to do some of the commentating and stuff for WWE back then and some of our interviews. And so we hooked up with everybody. What a beautiful park that's going to be. And they decided it's going to be they're going to be taking on the Colorado Rockies, of course, and it's going to be Legends Night of Wrestling there. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, and guys, you can get your tickets at miami.marlins.mlb.com. Jimmy, what a wonderful night it is. But wait a minute, I just want to make sure here. You will be managing the Nasty Boys that night. That's what's going to happen. And who are they going to take on that night?
Well, I'm going to be in double duty that night. I'm going to be, you know, I've got two of my favorite tag teams in the whole world. I managed so many people back in the day, from Hogan and Brutus to all of the guys, and Greg the Hammer Valentine in singles back then, the greatest intercontinental champion of all time, of course. But I also managed the WWE Tag Team Champions, which was the Nasty Boys, and also the Hart Foundation. But on that particular night, I'm going to be doing an autograph session with Bret Hart, Jim Neidhart, and myself. The first time the original Hart Foundation has been back together in 5 or 6 years doing autographs.
Wow.
And then I'm going to go to the ring and manage one of my favorite tag teams, the Nasty Boys, Brian Knobs and Jerry Sags. And we're going to be taking on two guys that from Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. They are going to be in the match against us, of course, and they call themselves Aces and Eights. So it's going to be a big night for us. But, you know, it's such a great night because when I used to be in Memphis before I went to New York, I managed Coco Beware. He's on the card. I managed, of course, like I said, Greg the Hammer Valentine. He's on the card. I managed one half of the Mega Maniacs, which was Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake. So he's on the card. So it's almost like I've managed everybody on the card.
Now, Jimmy, this seems to be more like a reunion for you. Have you seen some of these guys in the past years? Do you keep up to date with them, or is this the first time you've seen them in a couple of years?
Well, this is the first time I've seen a couple of them in a couple of years, but, you know, Knobs and us, we've done a lot of great things together this year, of course, and I saw Bill Goldberg about 3 months ago when we were up in New Mexico. Bret Hart, I haven't seen for about a year. Neidhart, he comes in. You know, I do everything out of Hogan's Beach Bar down here in Tampa, Florida, of course, and I got to see Neidhart a couple of weeks ago. But it's just such a great night. Like I said, the good people that work with the Marlins, they have put this whole thing together, and it's just going to be a great night. They're going to be playing the Colorado Rockies, of course. But here's what's so special about this. What's so special is during some of the innings of the ball game, we're going to be up at Section 28. I think one segment's going to have Bill Goldberg signing autographs. Then one of the next innings, we'll have Hart Foundation. The next inning, it'll be Coco Beware. It'll be the Nasty Boys. So everybody's going to get a chance to get free autographs, of course, during the game. And, of course, the wrestling is absolutely free when the game's going to be over, of course, right outside. I believe it's going to be in the West Plaza. So everybody's going to have a great seat to watch this and just come on out when the ball game's over, and we're going to have five or six big matches. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, it is, Jimmy, and the Marlins Park is a beautiful location. It has AC, so there's no excuse. The show will go on no matter what. I've been a Marlins fan such a long time, Jimmy, and I was there when they played at the Dolphins, where the Dolphins play, which is now Sun Life Stadium, and we had to withstand those downpours, the heat, the sun, but we're so happy when it happened last year. It opened up for the first time, and now, including professional wrestling, and hopefully this could be like a yearly thing every season that you guys come down here and perform for us. Now, you have a long history, Jimmy, with pro wrestling here in South Florida. I remember, I want to say it was at the James L. Knight Center. I think you were managing the Nasty Boys at a Monday Nitro, and I could be wrong on this, but do you remember the nights when you came down here to Nitro?
WCW? I sure do. We had our Nitros down there with WCW, and I had the Nasty Boys back then, and of course, I think we were going against the Iron Anderson and Tully Blanchard, and we beat them that night, which was a shock to the whole wrestling world. But I'm going to tell you what's so cool. You know, I work out of Hogan's Beach up here in Tampa, Florida, but last week we had a special night for a guy that came in from Miami, a major star in Miami, and I told him, and I'll tell you the name in just a minute, but I told him, I said, listen, we're going to be at Marlins Park on the 24th of this month for a big wrestling show. Big wrestling fan. He had his whole entourage with him. He said, Jimmy Hart, when you get to town, you better call me because I would like to come watch the matches. And you know who it was?
Who was it?
Flo
Rida. Let me take a guess.
Flo Rida.
Oh,
yeah,
Flo
Rida.
Wow.
Major wrestling fans. Loved the Nasty Boys, loved Jimmy Hart, loved Goldberg. And he said, you know what, if we're in town, hopefully they will be. So when I get to town this next week, I am definitely going to get a hold of Flo Rida and make sure he's invited to come to the ball game against the Colorado Rockies and then a chance to come down at ringside and maybe participate in the big Legends Night of Wrestling.
That is so cool, Jimmy. And Flo Rida is not a stranger to the Marlins. In fact, he performed last year during a concert series that they have. So that is pretty neat, Jimmy, to hear the news that possibly Flo Rida will be on the house along with a whole long list of wrestlers, legends, and many folks looked up to growing up and guys that they know currently. And again, the website to get your tickets is miami.marlins.mlb.com. Jimmy, coming to this event, seeing some of these faces, I've encountered several people on social media that say, hey, you know, it's a life. I've never seen these guys. I've only saw them on TV. And to finally meet them, I had a guy that wanted, I think they wanted his Heart Foundation figurine signed. Coming in and meeting some of these guys that saw you on TV when they were kids, what's the feeling like?
Well, it's awesome. And, you know, the fans have been so wonderful to us. You know, I still do stuff for the WWE off and on now. I go to WrestleMania all the time each year, do autographs and do make-a-wishes for WWE. And they have the WWE Universe, of course. And what's so cool about this ball game is going to be these autographs, we're going to be up there. It's absolutely free. So if you bring your action figures, you bring your posters, you bring some of your old magazines, like I said, all during the game, Bill Goldberg, let me tell you, you hardly ever see Bill Goldberg out anymore, you know. And
right.
He's a personal friend of Brian Knobbs, and Brian Knobbs made a few phone calls, and all of a sudden, Knobbs, he's got that magic touch, and Goldberg's coming down. Bret Hart, once in a while, gets out to do these personal appearances, but he's a good friend of Brian. And so Brian just put his thinking cap on, made a few phone calls here and there. And like I said, that whole era of all of us together, we all kind of stick together. That 80s era is so strong and so powerful with all the fans. And like I said, without the fans, you know, we wouldn't be here anyhow. So this is kind of a payback for them. And during some of the innings of the game, you're going to get Goldberg's autograph and Greg the Hammer and Brutus Beefcake and Coco Beware and the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart with the Hart Foundation, the Nasty Boys, Jim the Anvil. Luke of the Bushwhackers is going to be the Genius. You know, Randy Savage's brother, the Genius, is there. So it's just going to be a super, super night. Fans, bring all your memorabilia. We're going to be signing them. And like I said, the big matches are going to be taking place as soon as the show is over, the ball game is over, and I know the Marlins are going to win. There's no doubt about it. But in the West Plaza, when you file through those doors, rain or shine, I think we got a good top over the ring anyhow. But it's going to be a great night there. But we're just going to have – I hope you guys are going to come out. We might use you guys as special referees.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm ready to go. We'll be there. We're going to be there bright and early. We've been marking down our calendar, looking at the days, just counting it down. That would be an honor for us to be special guest referees. We'd love to, Jimmy.
Well, you know something, too. You know, down at South Beach, you have so many great stars that live down there. So we've had so many phone calls all week, and the Marlins have, about a lot of celebrities that want to come out to these matches. You know, they've been calling the ticket office and calling all their friends going, hey, look, can we get a suite down there? Can we do this? Can we do that? We've had so many people wanting to sing the national anthem. But like I said, when I saw Flo Rida this week up at Hogan's Beach, and I told him where we were going to be. He said, you know what, I'm marking that date down, because if they're off, I'm hoping he'll definitely come out to see us. But I'm definitely going to call him when we get to town. But like I said, you're going to see some of these guys in the ring, and you get to be up close and personal and get all these autographs from everybody. And like I said, we want to thank the Marlins for putting this together and bringing us all together one more big time down there for the kind of a wrestling baseball deal. It's going to be great.
That is awesome, Jimmy. I had a question here from one of our listeners. He says that,
sure.
And it's Abner Martinez. He says he remembers the skits he had with the Honky Tonk Man. Can you tell us any stories about that? Some of the moments you shared with the Honky Tonk Man back in the day in the WWE or WWF, as it was known back then.
Yeah, the Honky Tonk Man was great. I managed him and Greg together when they were Rhythm and Blues. But the Honky Tonk Man. We did his song for him, which is a hunk a hunk a honky love that he did every night, and I always remember that the story of the Honky Tonk Man. He'd always, when he'd go to the ring, and we'd always get the microphone, and he'd ask the audience, "You want to hear the Honky Tonk Man sing?" And he said, and everybody of course said, "No, no, no." And when he got through singing, he said, "You know what, Colonel? I know they want to hear me sing that song again," and they booed twice as hard. But we'd always do that song twice. But Honky Tonk Man's a great character.
He sure is. And Jimmy, now that you were talking about music, you were part of a musical band, The Gentry, which had a top hit back then, back in the day. And I just doing a little research there, and I noticed that recently here in Florida, I believe, you gathered a whole bunch of wrestlers with you. I think The Genius was there, and he sang with you. And other guys, they sang a part of this. Keep on Dancing is the hit back then. Can you tell us a little bit about this stuff? And do you do this on an annual basis? Do you get together with wrestlers and sing? And by the way, you have an amazing voice.
Well, thank you for saying that. But the reason I got in wrestling is because my fan club met in a phone booth. Remember that whole joke? That's why I had to get in wrestling. But to make a long story short, what happened is I came to Miami back in high school, and we won a contest in Memphis, and we appeared in Miami over on the beach at Ted Mack's original amateur hour that started right there in Miami, which was unbelievable. Called Ted Mack, we won twice on that. The third time we got disqualified because we'd already signed a record deal, but we went on to have a million-seller record called Keep on Dancing. We did all the tours back then with the Beach Boys and stuff, and also a lot of the clubs we played at. We used to play a club in Miami called Brother Jim's. It was a Castlewood Corporation. It was Big Daddy's clubs. And we played the 747 down there and everything back in the day. This was probably before your time a little bit, but that was back early 70s, before I got wrestling. But what you're talking about, Brian Blair of the Killer Bees and myself and Lanny Poffo, we did a charity up here, and the band played Keep on Dancing, and they jumped in and sang Keep on Dancing with me. Heck, you never know, man. We might be so keyed up that night, I just might get Knobs and Sacks to sing Keep on Dancing with me down there. We might put a band together and have a concert, a wrestling match, and a baseball game all in one night.
Man, talk about a bang for your buck. Can we hear some of that, Jimmy? Can we hear some of that voice?
Well, let me go. Let me sit here. Me, 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 me. Would you like to hear Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield, or Keep on Dancing?
Let me hear some Keep on Dancing.
All right, here it goes. Well, first of all, you got to imagine there was a little drum roll that went, go, keep on dancing, keep on doing the jerk, shake it, baby, show me how you work. And then the backup went, keep on dancing and a-prancing, keep on dancing and a-prancing. Hey, I can't sing too much of this. You know what I mean? I've got to save my voice for the big night that we're having on the 24th down there.
That's right. Let's give these guys a little tease. Jimmy, I want to thank you so very much for coming on the show. We will definitely meet you out there on the 24th at Marlins Park. Again, the big show, big stars, guys that you probably grew up watching on TV. You're going to have an opportunity of meeting them face-to-face. You're going to get an autograph, and this is all included with the price of your ticket as the Marlins face the Colorado Rockies on August 24th. Again, the website is miami.marlins.mlb.com, or you can just go to Marlins Park and purchase there as well, and you can see the Mouth from the South himself, Jimmy Hart, live and in color, along with the Nasty Boys. In fact, Jimmy, Brian Knobs just informed me that he will be on the show here next week to let folks what he has in mind for the big show. So we're pumped about that, Jimmy.
Well, we're coming down, and Brian and I, we're going to be making the radio circuit. You guys are the first ones. We love you guys. Like I said, you're the fabulous You All Brothers. You know, I'm always looking for another tag team to manage. But think about this. You've got a great game with the Colorado Rockies against the Marlins. Then you've got a chance to meet and greet some of your favorite superstars you grew up with absolutely free and get autographs. And then once you come out of the building that night, you get free wrestling with five or six big matches. It's going to be a great night. Listen, we love you guys. We're looking forward to the 24th. We can't wait to get down there, Knobs and myself. It's going to be a great night. Before I leave, just remember one thing. Never trust a midget, okay?
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll see you on August 24th.
Love you guys.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good night. All right, folks, there you have it. Jimmy Hart, he sang in the show, and he let us know what he is going to be doing on that night, August 24th. You have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller, you're on the Under Roman Show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on. Hello. All right.
Yo, Rodolfo.
Hello. Si. Hello.
Rodolfo, what's up?
How's it going, my man? Pretty good. Who's this?
It's Octavio. Hey, you spoke to Jimmy. How you doing?
Hey, Octavio, what's up, my man? Yeah, we spoke to Jimmy. Did you enjoy the interview?
Absolutely, man. I can't wait to go on Saturday and meet you and see Jimmy and the Hart Foundation, man. I mean, that's my favorite tag team of all time, brother.
Man, Octavio, listen, I'm pumped myself, but guess what, man? We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. So I'm hoping you haven't purchased your tickets yet, have you?
No, not yet, man. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you, because I didn't want to miss this event, brother, and I thank you a lot.
Yeah, well, we're going to hook you up. Make sure you send us a message there. You know how to reach me, and we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets so you can see the game courtesy of the Miami Marlins and the Roman Show. So you're going to see some live wrestling action, some baseball action, and heck, we might as well celebrate a little after party since we celebrated 2 years last week, but we're going to continue on with the party. You can join us, and we can celebrate the two-year anniversary of the Roman Show. Tavin, you can join us, man.
All right, brother. Thank you. I'll see you Saturday, buddy. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, folks. Joe, the reporter, what an excellent interview there with Jimmy Hart, the mouth from the South. He sang for us. He got me excited for August 24th, man.
Oh, dude, I was like, when he started singing and he, you know, told all these little stories about the honky tonk, I was shocked. I mean, especially what I like about it is that, you know, you're going to, like, I mean, he said it, a good baseball game, and throughout the whole innings, you are going to also meet and greet the wrestlers while the game is going on. And then the matches. Hey, he said about five or six matches, so that's a lot. Hey, and plus, I like that how he said, you know, special guest referees.
Hey, you never know. And listen, we would be honored to do that. That'd be so freaking cool. But that's right, Jimmy Hart, he's going to be joined by former WWE and WCW heavyweight champion Bill Goldberg, champion Bret the Hitman Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Coco Beware, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Garrett Bischoff, Wes Briscoe, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Chavo Guerrero, Mr. Anderson, the genius Bushwhacker Luke, the Nasty Boys, the list goes on and on. And you just heard Jimmy Hart, possibly even Flo Rida will be in the house. And on the Roman Show next Tuesday.
Yeah, talking about Flo
Rida. Yeah, and on the Roman Show next Tuesday, we will be having Brian Knobs, one half of the Nasty Boys. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday as we bring you that and then some. And we will be giving away some free tickets to the Marlins game as we just hooked up our good buddy here, Octavio, who called in. So there it is. It pays to listen, folks. You listen, you win with the Roman Show. And again, we want to thank all those guys that have supported us throughout these 2 years on the Roman Show as we keep going better and stronger. Well, we're not done this evening on the Roman Show. And whether you are listening to us live or on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, blogtalkradio.com, or TuneIn Radio, I want to thank you and keep on listening to us and make sure you sign up to our social media accounts. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show or at RomanDH, or my man over there, Joe the Reporter, follow him on Twitter. Like our fan page at facebook.com/RomanShowMedia, and so much more. Hang on one second, we have someone here on the line. Hello, caller.
Yes, how you doing?
Hello,
this is Torres, the one to send my homicide.
Hey, homicide, there he is, the man we've been waiting for. How are you, my man?
How you doing, man? I'm so sorry that I'm late, man. I got to take care of a couple of things at my house. But, yeah, I'm sorry I'm a little bit late, but everything is good. How y'all doing?
We're absolutely great, homicide, and switching gears now from Miami, we're going to New York as August 25th.
Yes.
Homicide will be in action at the FSW event out there. He is going to be wrestling that evening in his hometown of New York. And Homicide, I got a chance to watch your promo where you call out your opponent, Joey. You called him. They had 1 year. And it's Joey Ethel. What was that all about? Was this in the middle of Brooklyn, New York? You decided to call this guy out?
Not really, man. It just got the commissioner for the fighting wrestling spirit, fighting spirit wrestling. He got a problem with me. Every time I go perform, he always coming out, you know, ringing the bell. He's always, you know, giving the cheap wins to his guys. I just want to go there, perform to the crowd, because Homicide loves the kids, you know? So what happens? I'm fighting this guy, Joey Tell, who's like the future of Ludus Wrestling School and also for the promotion. Almost got the victory. Here comes this bum coming to ringside, ringing the bell, and he's supposed to be the commissioner. This guy don't know me very well, Dad. I've been involved with the law, with the judge. I throw middle fingers at cops. I call them bacon bits. Like, this guy is not scaring me. And he wants to suspend me or throw me out the promotion. That's, like, the worst mistake you could do. Like, you're giving a baby a machine gun, and what the baby's going to do, he's going to pull the trigger. But he doesn't know nothing. So this guy, Bobby, whatever his name is, Kamish, he's part of the law. Now, if you gentlemen saw a great movie called The Purge, now the movie The Purge is no law for 12 hours. So every time I step in the ring at Ludus Wrestling School or the Fighting Spirit Wrestling Promotion, there will be a purge. I'm not going to believe the law. So I hope that guy trained very well, say his vitamins or prayers and take his milk or whatever the crap Hulk Hogan said back in the days. I'm going to drop in his head. I'm going to do the 1, 2, 3. My right hand's going to be raised. I'm going to be the first contender for the marvelous belt that is green because it's different and it's hot. Nobody does it better like Ludus, who got a green belt, and I'm going to take that because I love the color green. And after I see this gentleman laying his pool of blood, I'm going to go after their commission. And he's going to run like a little bitch he is. And he's going to go somewhere to, I don't know, Utah or some West Bubblefuck, wherever the fuck he's from. But I'm going to get him. It's a small world. The problem is, this show is going to be in Brooklyn, New York, my hometown, a city that I really love. And I love hip-hop. And today, I just heard the most amazing two rappers going at it, because I feel hip-hop, the industry, is just like the pro wrestling industry is dying. While this guy named Kendrick Lamar picked the pace up, and here comes a New York rapper named Joel Tease, and he picked it up. So I feel hip-hop is back. So now I feel that I should come back, especially in New York, and bring what New York wrestling was all about. Now, I'm the Latin Frank Wright for no apparent reason. Yes, I moved to Florida to work a promotion that's called Impact Wrestling, and their views, man, my view, I'm a throwback. It's called Total Nonstop Action. I was a part of a greatest tag team called the LEX 5150, and it's still great. And I came back, I did my thing, but now I'm so motivated to come back to my hometown and challenge this gentleman for the first contender for the Fighting Spirit of Wrestling. And after I beat him, I'll be the first contender. I'm going to win the belt. And I'm going to see this poor gentleman cry his eyes out when he's moving or leaving New York City and go to Utah or South Pole, whatever the hell he's from, he's going to leave. So I bet it's better that these fans come to the show and see body count. Because that's the great need. Because those two idiots, those are my body count. And body count still continues.
Yeah, that's right. And that's August 25th, Body Count FSW. And the address there, 227 4th Avenue. You can get your tickets online by visiting FSWTIX.com. Tickets for adults are $20. 13 and under are $10. And you can see my man here, Homicide, former ROH and former TNA superstar, who will be in action in New York in his hometown in front of the Puerto Ricanos, right, Homicide?
Exactly, because los puertorriqueños, I mean, los mexicanos are coming. They're very strong. It doesn't matter. My Latinos, we got my whites, we got my blacks, we got my green, my brown, my yellow. We got everybody's coming. It's all one nation. It's full of fists, and hopefully that place gonna be overpacked and see a great show. Because I know I'm gonna go out there and play my A game, and I'm gonna have a false start match. You know, people say that I'm getting older. Man, I'm getting better and smarter, and I feel great. So I cannot wait for a couple of days, because a couple of days could be kind of big for me and my wrestling career. Right now, I'm going to Ireland, like Ireland. I thought Australia was crazy when I went there, HPW promotion that, you know, Mana promotes. But now I'm going to Ireland, Belfast, and the Irish people are true fighters, and I love to fight, you know, and they love to drink, and I love to drink. It's a great combination, you know, but I'm going over there for business. I'm going to come back in the weekend, get it ready, you know, and we're going to see what's up. But I hope, you know, the people listen to this. I'm telling you, we got the future of Lucha Libre coming around. You know, these guys, they got a great future, but other than that, you know, let's be real. I'm going over there to bust this guy's head open, you know.
Yeah, man. Wow, that's really cool that you're going out there to Ireland. But, I mean, you're no stranger of traveling and working, as you have gone to Japan and several other countries, knowing that you had such a great experience in this career. But you know what? And before we go ahead and talk about your career, I want to touch base with this whole Kendrick Lamar thing. Because he called out, and for those folks who don't follow hip-hop, Kendrick Lamar called out all these rappers. He said that he has respect for them, but I'm going to call you out because I want you. I basically, he wanted to wipe them out of the hip-hop map. That's basically what he said. Not verbatim, but that's kind of what he meant. What's your thoughts on that? And you think you want to compare this to the Biggie versus Tupac type of beef they had?
Me and Eddie Kingston, we always have fights about this. He's a Tupac fan. I'm a big small fan. I really think that Tupac went crazy, you know, and I think Suge Knight got involved with the whole scenario. I think it's Suge Knight and Death Row Records involved with the situation with Biggie and Tupac. But it's not a like comparison. New York hip-hop is very slow. Nobody is not jumping off. Joe T, to me, is the king of New York. We got Jay-Z. Jay-Z did his thing, you know. He's a great producer. He's going to be a sports agent. I got great respect for him because, damn it, I live in Marcy Project, so I know him. So this who he got is. Then you got other people that I like, you know, like A$AP Mob, you know, A$AP Rocky, because, I don't know, I'm a fool. Everybody talks the same thing. Money, let's drink champagne and big booty hoes. Come on, these guys are my drugs. That's something new. I never heard nobody say I put cocaine in my gums and my lips and I throw up. Like, that's kind of sick, man. But if you think about it, you watch it like a movie. And I like those guys, A$AP Rocky and A$AP Ferg. Kendrick Lamar, I think he's the king of the West Coast. This guy, he's amazing. Poetry, he's a true MC. Now, what he did, he woke up the dragon. It's true that people like Fabulous and Joe Button, who's from New Jersey, you know, all these guys that say, what's up, New York? You got somebody from California saying that he's the king of New York. Well, Joe T say, fuck that shit. You know, I'm the king of New York. And he came out with some nasty, like a punch in your face with your girl looking at, like that kind of freestyle hip-hop. I feel hip-hop is back, and I'm so happy because I'm sick and tired seeing Lil Wayne with stupid pants that he bought from some girls' world, whatever. Like, the hip-hop today is just like the wrestling business, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you feel about the pro wrestling business. Maybe I'm getting old. I'm 36. I'm becoming one of those bitter old men, veterans. But the way it is, it's just like hip-hop the way it is right now. So I feel that Kendrick Lamar just woke up just woke up everybody, and even Missy Elliott, I saw her tweet, because I'm late to those tweeted things. I saw her tweet, and she thanked them for unleashing, like, these people to wake up, because that's how hip-hop, it's all about competition or rap battle. It's not about beef. Tupac Biggie, that was beef. That's something we don't want to be involved. Now, these guys, they just say lyrical stuff, and boom. Right now, the new beef, well, to me, it's not beef. It's a lyrical battle. Joe T's and Kendrick Lamar, and boy, oh boy, those guys, to me, those are my two favorite MCs right now. I'm happy what Kendrick Lamar did. He woke up hip-hop, in my personal opinion. That's the way I feel about the pro wrestling. Somebody needs to wake up pro wrestling, and I used to have it back in the days where it was myself, Loki, you know, the Hit Squad, you know, even the SATs, I mean, the Red, Brian, etc. All those guys, we control New York, but we didn't have a thing of a personal life, so we hold back. Myself, I need to go to TV. I went to Dallas South, I went to Japan, so I hold it back. Now I'm back in New York. Now it's different. And not only that, I got a couple of crew that they are the future of wrestling. And I know they're going to help me out because they want that spot. They want to be the bright light of the great business we love. It's called pro wrestling. So I can't wait. I'm very motivated. That's how I'm going through some problems, but I'm very motivated, very motivated. I can't wait for a couple of days, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's just a couple of weeks, like you said, again, A Homicide will be in action. You get your tickets at fswtix.com for tickets. It's 227 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. That's the FSW Body Count event happening with Homicide in action. Joe Maximo is also going to be there, another ROH TNA guy who was part of the SAT. Homicide, coming into this event, you've seen some of the – I mean, you've been in the game for some time now. But I want to go back to how you started, because you played football. And you were actually offered a scholarship to the University of Miami, where we are located, but you turned that down because you wanted some money. Now, what position did you play in football? What was your position? And looking back, did you make the right choice?
I did the most horrible choice of my life. Brother, oh, my God, I get depressed. I actually did a mistake. It wasn't football. It was baseball. That I was Eastern District High School, and I was one of the top outfielders, you know. And basically, I want to make money, you know. I was hanging out, not saying the wrong people, because those wrong people, I like those people. And those same people, I still hang out with them. I did a bad choice. I was 32 years old. I wanted to be a gangster. I want to be just like those guys who wear chains and wear and drop the Lexus. You know, just like the movies, like the Goodfellas. I want to be just like that. So one day, I was living in Marcy Projects in Verde Avenue. I got a letter from the Miami University campus. I opened it, and it said that they wanted to talk to me. Now, in my mind, I know I was 17, but I was a smart guy. I wasn't very book smart like Mick Foley. That guy is a genius. I was okay, but when I see the letter, I would say to myself, a dean's supposed to come and visit you and tell you this is how we work. This is we want you to do, and, you know, stuff like that. So when I seen that and I seen my wallet, I was making like $5,000 every week. I ripped the letter and I threw it in the garbage. 2 weeks later, the dean called me from the Miami University and told me, "Do you got the letter?" And boy, oh boy, I became the most depressing man ever. It was not a rib. It was not a joke. It was legit. And I did one of the biggest mistakes in my life. That's why I tell kids, even though I'm a party guy, I do stuff that the society should not be seeing me, but I tell kids, yo, you better finish school. It's legit because I did a mistake. I could still go back to college and finish school. I could do that, but it's just something that I had in my hands, and basically I just threw it out the window. Now I'm seeing these young kids, especially this Murphy Law guys who are from the Lutus Wrestling School, two young kids, maybe, I'm not mistaken, 9 or 10, 11, 13. They're very young. I tell them, you better finish school and slow it down because you never know. After wrestling, you got to have a background. And I've been telling everybody that. After wrestling, what kind of background you going to have? You going to work at Mickey D's, or you going to be a photographer from gay porn? No, bro. You want to be a professional. You want a career. You want to be somebody. That's the way I am. That's why I tell my kids, you know, you got to be somebody. I live this world basically to have something to dream of. I already got it. It's supposed to be baseball, but I didn't. It became professional wrestling. I could tell all my family, all my friends that I went to Japan. I went to Australia. I even went to goddamn Moscow and drank the vodka in Russia. What the hell you did? A bodega store? Selling drugs? Get out of here with that, son. So I'm happy. I did TV. What's the name Homicide that people think is a very aggressive name? And even though it's a secret, I never like my name, but that's my money. But it's, you know, that's real talk. But, you know, I did a mistake. And I tell these kids, man, like, seriously, don't do the mistake that I did. Finish school. Education is very important because after wrestling, you got to have another career. You got to have a backup. And if you don't get a backup, then I'm going to see you at Mickey D's. And I want a Big Mac and a small fries with Coke, you know, because I don't want to see none of my kids or anybody that I see. You got a bright future. I got faith in you. I don't want to see them, you know, put their careers and their lives in jeopardy and they're going to be working, you know, because you never know what's going to happen in 10, 20 years. Right now, the economy and this world is all messed up. It feels like this planet is just high on drugs right now, and everybody's just confused. They don't know what the hell they're doing. So do something for yourself. Be somebody after pro wrestling, because you never know. You can get hurt, and boom, you got no backup.
And now, Hamas, I want to ask you two more questions before you want to go. And there you go. You heard that's your positive message of the day, Hamas. Get back to school, guys. Hit the books.
Exactly.
And it's true. You have to. And you know what, Homicide? It's funny you mentioned that, because I remember when I was at one time I wanted to be a professional wrestler myself, and I met The Rock at Gold's Gym, and that is exactly what you're telling everyone listening to us here this evening is exactly what he told me. Stay in school, because you never know what's going to happen. But Homicide, knowing that you've been in this business for some time now, you've seen some of the independent workers out there. Who are some of the names that people should be familiarized with? Maybe one day when they tune in on TV, they could be the next John Cena, the next CM Punk.
Well, a lot of people are talking about the Dave Richards, you know, the Eddie Edwards, the Kevin Steen. You know, I look at people who's before that. You know, I'm not very good with names. You know, like I just said, we got two kids in the Luda School. We got, you know, the Murphy Law, two kids that I got. I can see them have a bright future if they finish school, because they're kids, you know, and hopefully they don't get hurt, like playing football and they torn ACL and you go to wrestling, you know. But I see a lot of guys who got a bright future, you know. You got Angel Ortiz, you know, you got his partner, Mike, my bad, what's your last name? I'll be doing the doobie, but his partner, Angel Ortiz, Mike, I will put you over when I see you. You know, you got a lot of cats that go all over the world. You got a couple of people for all. For Florida, I got a cousin. His name is David Ramones. He just started, and he got his partner. You know, his name is Carlos. They call themselves the New Yorkans. You know, basically, you got the family like the Von Erichs and the Samoans. Well, we got the 187 family, and the New Yorkans is part of my family. They got a good future. We also got these two top guys. They call themselves the El Sucios, you know, Mel and Rome. Those guys, you know, they're good. They need to shut their mouth, you know, and just learn, and they're going to get somewhere, because they are the type of people that they don't take crap for nobody. And I respect that. And, you know, a couple of people are doing blah, 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 and I'm the one got to be like, you got to chill, play the game. You know, then you got, like I said, man, I go everywhere. I got tons of names, man. I might just give you a book instead of a couple of names. But the ones that I see who have a bright future, like right now, I would say Angel Ortiz and his partner, the Murphy Law. We got Mike Cortez. You know, we got the SCT. Even though Joel Maximo is an independent legend, he already did it. But his brother, his name is Will Maximo. You better watch out for that kid. You know, there's a couple of guys out there.
That's awesome. And Homicide, one more question before we let you go. What's the future for Homicide? Are we going to get you seeing you on TV again? What's the status? What can you let us in?
Well, I'm waiting for a phone call right now in a couple of days. I will pop up on some television station. A lot of people say that I'm like the Terry Funk, but I'll be saying that next year is my last round. I'm going to hang it up. I'm going to retire. I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm blessed and happy with what I did. You know, I never went to the WWE. I never wrestled Master Gorgon, but then CM Punk was one of my boys. You know, he won it. Matt Stryker, he was there. So, you know, it was great to see my boys in the big top. You know, Master Gorgon, you can't beat that. Forget about these other stadiums in the world. We're talking about Master Gorgon, in my personal opinion, not the Mecca. So, as for Homicide itself, man, I just want to go out there, have a blast, you know, see the people. You know, I got no hair in my tongue. I keep it real. If they don't like it, then I got the tallest middle finger for you. And right now, I'm just going to go out there, and you will see me on some kind of a television station, but it's not going to be no plug-in as this channel. I know that. It's going to be nationwide. So hopefully I get that phone call real soon. And I'm gonna pop up somewhere, and when I do, I'm just gonna mess. Excuse me for my language. I'm gonna fuck shit up, but you know, that's the Homicide talk.
Yeah. Homicide, man, I want to thank you for coming on here and letting us know and letting the folks know, those young guys, what to do and what not to do as they get into this profession of professional wrestling. Homicide, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
I'd like to thank for the crew. Every real promoter out there, the fans and the 187 fans who support me, thank you so much. You know, because y'all, man, my heart is still beeping. I don't care about injuries. I'm still going out there performing. I got to thank all the haters, and I got to thank you for all the real fans out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Homicide. And again, you can catch Homicide in action in Brooklyn, New York, August 25th. Do not miss it. Again, you can get your ticket to fswtix.com, and the address is 227 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Homicide, thanks very much, man. Buenas noches, brother. Gracias.
Okay, gracias a mí. Brooklyn.
Thank you, Homicide. Have a good night. There you go. Homicide in action in Brooklyn, New York. Make sure you check that out, August 25th. So whether you are in South Florida, August 24th, you got the big Legends of Wrestling, August 24th in New York. You got the 25th. You got Body Count, FSW Body Count. You don't want to miss that. Damn, Joe the Reporter. I mean, what a magnificent show we've had so far.
Good back-to-back interviews. What would you ever think Homicide would tear that golden ticket and throw it away?
Yep. And, you know, not many people knew about Homicide and his whole opportunity of going and playing in the University of Miami in a baseball team. And you heard what he said. It's surprising he said that, you know, I do regret it because, sure, I've traveled everywhere, but, you know, it would have been also good to have that background of an education, because you never know. And like you said, you might end up in McDonald's serving people if you don't get that education. And this goes for everyone, man. No matter what you are doing, always go to school, finish what you have to do, because you always have to have plan B. You don't know where you're going to land. Again, take this as a Roman Show PSA, but it's important to get your education, guys. So, stay in school, read, get informed in whatever you are doing, especially during these hard times. Financially, everyone is suffering right now. So the more you know, the more you are educated, the more prepared you are, the more likely you are to receive or get offered a job that you will like and get and make a decent living. Again, I also want to apologize to some of those folks that did listen that Homicide used some of that vulgar language. It is Homicide. We can't stop him.
Yeah.
That is who he is. That is his person. That is his persona. But I want to thank Homicide for coming on the show. Well, guys, we'll be right back after a short little break here as we take a break. And we'll be right back with Talon, the FSW champion, who will be wrestling on the same card on August 25th in New York.
When I train, I buy the best bike gear from All Out Bike Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH. Or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Man, Joe, I guess I'm in cloud nine right now. I'm somewhere in the sky after Jimmy Hart invited us to serve as special guest referee. I mean, hopefully we get this thing going for the Roman Show. Pretty cool. I mean, our shirts are already black and white, right? I mean, we fit in.
That's true. I mean, this is a matter of his special guest referee, ring announcer, timekeeper.
Manager.
Whatever it is.
That's just awesome that Jimmy Hart just extended his hand and possibly we can serve as special guest referee, as he has stated during the... Do you imagine serving as a special guest referee, say, between a match between Jim D'Anvil Neidhart and Coco Beware? Just to throw that out there.
Oh my God.
I think I could die.
I don't even know where to start or where to end.
I think I could die after that. I don't know. That's just absolutely awesome. Well, we got one more guest to go in this alone, the FSW champion over there in New York. And again, the FSW will be held during its event on August 25th at 227 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. We just heard from Homicide, who had lots to talk about in regards to the hip-hop community. He says he likes Kendrick Lamar and Joe Santana. We also heard from him letting everyone know that, hey, get back to school, finish it. And we heard from Jimmy Hart, who not only invited everyone to Marlins Park on August 24th, which is a week from this Saturday, but he also sang on the show as he was part of the band The Gentries, and he sang it just a little peek there of Keep On Dancing, top hit. Yeah, just a little preview, just a tease. Yeah, it's kind of like when you have your girlfriend and you know, she gives you a pop kiss. You know, she doesn't give you the whole full 9 yards of a kiss. And you got to hate when that happens. You're like, oh, that's it? That's all you left me with? Either way, you can see more of Jimmy Hart, the Mouse from the South, the Nasty Boys, Jim D'Amico and I Heart, so much more in Marlins Park. And again, you can purchase your tickets by visiting the Marlins official website, which is miami.marlins.mlb.com. You can purchase the tickets. And the Marlins will be taking on the Colorado Rockies that evening. And during innings, you can actually meet, greet, and get autographs of the professional wrestlers. And as noted earlier in the show, we will be having Brian Knobbs, one half of the Nasty Boys, next week here on The Roman Show. So how cool is that? It's kind of like a blast from the past here on the show as we are letting everyone know about this great event happening August 24th at Marlins Park. And we also heard from Jimmy Hart that there is a slight possibility that Flo Rida might be in the house. And heck, we might even see him wrestle. Who knows?
Yeah, he said that he was going to be something into the show.
That's right. And he is no stranger to the Marlins, as again, he has performed last season, actually, he performed at the Marlins Park. Guys, you want to call in 714-868-0222 is the website. That's 714-868-0222 is the number there to call in live. Want to give a special shout out who just informed me he's listening, and that's Speedy Photography there. Who, you know, we have some of our pictures there. In fact, the logo goes credit.
Yes.
And we mentioned it here several times on the show. Speedy has designed our logo. He has taken these cool pictures of our staff in action. So special thanks to Speedy. And from what I understand, if you are in Miami, Florida, he has a photo shoot open this Saturday at a special pricing. So you can look up Speedy Photography there online on Facebook for more information. Look him up, and he will definitely hook you up with a great price to get some pictures for your portfolio or whatever it may be. So make sure that you head out there to Speedy, hit him up. If you are in South Florida, he'll hook you up with a great deal. As again, the guy is a master of what he does. He's the one that has shot several of the pictures here for the Roman Show with the logo. This is the brains behind it, folks. And that is Speedy. So shout out to Speedy out there who has helped us out very much with the program. All right, guys, we'll be right back with the Lone on the Roman Show. As we keep going, man, we ain't done yet.
This is Booker T,
five-time
WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to the Roman Show. And I
keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest
radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fan's attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
Indeed you are. We are back on The Roman Show. Make sure you interact with us on our Twitter account, at The Roman Show, or you can do to my personal one, which is at RomanDH, or Joe the Reporter, at Joe the Reporter. Like our fan page. That's facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. And am I missing anything else? Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube account where you can find exclusive interview out there. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. I want to warn you guys, if you are not subscribed, then you are dropping the ball. Because come next week, next Saturday, you are going to have a ton of interviews of professional wrestlers, of entertainers, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe right now. Don't waste a minute or a second, because you want to be the first one that once these interviews go up, you're the first one to look at them. Don't be the last one to hear about it or someone tell you about it. Just go out there, subscribe. You'll instantly get a warning that the subscriptions are up. Also, I want to give a plug to our good friends at simplyjvideos.com. It's been proven if you have a business, people love to see what they have, what they offer. So how do you do this? How do you get the word out there? How do you show the people what they're going to get? Well, call simplyjvideos.com and they'll hook you up. They'll go out there. They will film your business. They will film your product, put it on the net for you, and then give us a buzz, because I'm sure simplyjvideos.com has done his job by putting out the word out there, and you'll see your business flourish. So that's simplyjvideos.com, which is an Ask Pro company. All right, folks, back to the interviews, as now we are welcoming Talon, who will be fighting or wrestling at the FSW show on August 25th. He is currently the champ out there. Talon, thanks so much for taking some time and speaking to us, man.
Mr. Roman, thank you for having me, and it's okay. You can say fighting, because quite frankly, that's exactly what I'll be doing on the 25th.
You know, Talon, I saw a promo that occurred not too long ago on the FSW YouTube account where you walk in during the middle of a practice and you walk up to, I believe it's Joe Maximo. I couldn't really get a good look at his face. And you basically told him, why did they put you up with Superstar Whiplash again when you already beat him? Now, you were pretty upset, man, and it seemed like a big battle between both of you guys in the middle of the ring while the training was happening. What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, Whiplash is a guy that is part of our roster at Fighting Spirit Wrestling, and he's a very talented guy, don't get me wrong, but he also has a big mouth. And, you know, I don't like to say that I'm better than anybody, but if I have beaten you already, it's only logical that as a champion, I should face a new challenger. And just to make one thing clear, I'm not the heavyweight champion of Fighting Spirit Wrestling. I am the Primero champion, which is our secondary title. And I'm happy to say that I've held that title for over a year and a half. So at this point, I expect to be matched up with, you know, a little bit of a stiff competition. Now, like I said, I want to put Whiplash over. He's a very talented guy. But when somebody, you know, talks smack to me like that, I'm not going to stand for it, especially in my own gym, in my own school. And, yeah, I went up to Joel and I asked him, you know, who else could you mess with? And he said, you know, he's got faith in Whiplash. So on August 25th, we're going to find out if this guy really has what it takes. And if he does, then he will have solidified himself as the main event player in this company.
Now, knowing that you're wrestling him again for the second time, you expect him to go out there and give you a little more than the last time, and describe to those who are not aware what went down the first time you met.
Well, the first time we met, Whiplash had a tag team partner, and due to Joel Maximo's, you know, fiddling with my title run, he decided to put this guy's partner as a special guest referee for that match, and I still managed to beat Whiplash. So Whiplash better have a lot of tricks up his sleeve this time, and I know he does his homework. I know he watches me when we're training. I know he watches me when I'm competing. I know that, you know, I quite frankly do the same to him. And he brings a very different style than I do. He's more of a high flyer, a lucha libre style of wrestler, whereas I'm more of a ground and pound, technical and brawling type of wrestling. So I think that that match particularly will illustrate one of the strong points of FSW as a company, and that is you can go to a lot of indie shows in New York. They're a dime a dozen, and you can see a lot of the same stuff repeated over and over again. Fighting Spirit Wrestling prides itself on presenting a multitude of different styles and a multitude of guys you may not have seen before, but guys you're sure as hell going to remember and going to want to watch again. So if you haven't seen FSW lately, I hope you check it out, because, again, you're going to see something different and you're going to remember it.
And you're right about that, Talon. And again, you can get your tickets at fswtix.com for tickets, and the address is 227 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. You're right. FSW does produce an amazing independent pro wrestling atmosphere with great talent. We've had several of those guys here on the program, and it's an honor to have you here on the show to let us know about your company, your title, and your match. And we just had Homicide not too long ago, who's also going to be at that card. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Aside from you defending this title, which I'm sure you're already pumped, as you're just only days away, but how you got involved with professional wrestling?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I had absolutely no intention of becoming a professional wrestler. I stumbled into this business completely by accident. I had a buddy from high school that was on the indies, and I went down to one of his shows just to watch. And then eventually I went again. I wound up being the ring announcer, believe it or not, because I, you know, have a good voice. He needed a ring announcer. So I did that. After the show, I got in the ring. I rolled around a little bit. And going back to something that Homicide had said earlier, I do have a background, and I do have another career going at the same time as I do wrestling. And that is, I have a degree in exercise science. I work as a certified personal trainer and a fitness manager at a gym. So I've been in shape my whole life. I've been physically fit. And when I got in that ring and I realized that this was something that I might be able to physically do, I decided to kind of train a little bit and just see what happened, because I was a fan my whole life and I found it fascinating. And then once I had my first match, it was in front of about 25 people, and I was not the most impressive performer, but once I felt that, once I got in there for that first time, it all clicked at one time. I realized that this is something that I'm going to pursue with 110% of my body, my heart, and my soul, and my mind, and I've been doing that ever since. I've been doing it for about 3 years now, so I've still got a lot to learn, but I like to think that I'm coming along nicely, and I'm somebody that you're going to hear a lot about in the near future. With that being said, I want to give a lot of credit to man you mentioned earlier also, Joel Maximo. About 2.5 years ago, he opened up his school in Brooklyn called the Ludus Wrestling School, and I joined up, and that's when I really took my training to the next level, and I took my abilities to the next level, because Joel is somebody that's been to the big dance. You know, he's done jobs for WWE. He's been all over the world. He's a founding member of TNA and ROH, and he's a master of many different styles, and he conveys that to us, his students, in quite an amazing way. And if anybody out there is even considering entertaining the thought of becoming a pro wrestler in the New York area, I highly suggest you check out the Ludus Wrestling Center. And, you know, the training that we do there is pretty incredible. And like I said, Joel is also a mentor to me, and he's helped kind of shape me into the professional and the performer that I am today.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you're right. You know, it's kind of like with Allstate, but you know how they're saying goes, you're in good hands, but you're in good hands if you want to be a professional wrestler over there at the Luda School, Talon, as he gets ready to defend his title against Superstar Whiplash. Now, he's a little shorter than you, right?
He is, but, I mean, I don't really take that into account because I've beaten people bigger than me. You know, it's not really necessarily the size of the dog in the fight, as they say. He's got a lot of unpredictable offense. He's done some things in the ring that I've never seen before, and I quite frankly don't always know how to react to. Very creative and very innovative, and again, that goes back to our trainer, Joel Maximo, who is, you know, a big-time innovator. Many of the things that you see in tag team wrestling nowadays, you don't realize, but Joel and his brothers innovated back in the day. And Whiplash, I don't take him lightly at all. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to face him again, partly because of that unpredictability and that, you know, very creative and innovative style that he can pull something out of nowhere and just catch you at any moment. So, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anybody lightly, but the size doesn't matter to me as much. I'm not the biggest competitor in the world myself. I use my brain and my athleticism to my advantage, as he does as well.
Talon, I want to thank you so very much. And again, I want to remind everyone out there listening to us in New York, FSWTIX.com is the site to get your tickets for Body Count August 25th in 227 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And for those also in the Jersey area as well, it's not too far of a drive, or I'm sure you could get there very easily. So that's 227 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, Body Count. It's going to be awesome. Talon's going to be there. Homicide is going to be there. Joel Maximo is going to be there. A whole long list of great wrestlers and great entertainment that August 25th. Talon, thank you so very much for joining us, my man.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Roman, anytime.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. There you had it, guys. Talon of FSW will be in action. And we, man, let me tell you, if I can somehow, Joe the reporter, transport myself, kind of like, what was it, Star Trek? They use that transporter. If I can do that, I would so do so, so I can be in New York on August 25th and watch that. So I would be giving myself Legends of Wrestling on August 24th, and then on August 25th, the FSW Body Count. I mean, that would just be a dream come true, but fortunately, we're not there yet with technology. But maybe one day we will. Maybe one day we will be able to be here and there in just a matter of hours. I don't think in my lifetime, though, or your lifetime, Joe.
No, I don't think it's going to ever happen in our lifetime.
We had scheduled Joel Maximo, but he will be on the show next week as he was a little occupied. But he will be on the program next Tuesday to talk about the FSW Body Count. We also want to give a special thanks to the Miami Marlins for allowing us to, well, giving us the opportunity to be there at Marlins Park August 24th with the great Legends of Wrestling that's going to be taking place. And I think we're going to be able to have the opportunity, Joe, to be on the field and watch Bill Goldberg throw the first pitch. How cool is that?
Wait a minute. There might be a chance that we might be on the field.
Possibility. Maybe. I want to emphasize in quotation marks, maybe. But just putting it out there, if it does happen, if it does happen, how cool would that be?
I'm gonna apologize. Be speechless that day. You know.
I don't know. Well, we could only dream.
Oh yeah.
Jesus, that would be
a little dream.
That would be money. Listen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening here on the Roman Show. Whether you listen to us on again on live, or on our iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere else, BlogTalk Radio, RodolphRoman.com. Thank you so very much. We will be back tomorrow evening as we speak mixed martial arts. We have scheduled UFC fighter John Howard, and we have other guests. We're working on it still, but we have other guests scheduled for tomorrow's show as we get ready to speak some mixed martial arts. Joe, I want to briefly speak about this Diva show on the E! Network. The ratings are through the roof. By the way, before I continue, special shout-out and congratulations to Jesse Neal, who has just posted on his social media account that he is engaged. So Jesse Neal is off the market. Yeah, he is off the market. So congratulations goes out to former TNA superstar Jesse Neal, who is engaged. Welcome to the club, buddy. All right. So the E! Network and the WWE have been working together to put this Diva show. Listen, I used to always make fun of my fiance for watching that show, the Jersey Shore, The Hills, and all of this garbage. But you know, the joke's on me, because I enjoy this Diva show, because you get to see a different side of guys like John Cena. I mean, who would you ever imagine John Cena fishing and playing the scene of The Notebook with one of the Bella Twins, his girlfriend? It really makes you see these guys in a different manner.
Perspective.
Yes. It's pretty cool.
And each episode, their ratings are getting higher and higher. I mean, if they keep on going how they're going, we might even see a season two of the Divas.
Yeah, and I'm all for it. I am completely all for it. I'd like to see it because it's entertaining. It really, truly is entertaining, and I think they've done a great job at this thing. And although it's based on women, men are tuning in because of the drama. So I think the demographics for the Jersey Shore were that the majority were women who were watching it, but in this case, it's completely different. It's the opposite. Good job on that. And now we also find out that John Cena might be taking a break. I mean, let's be honest. The guy has been through a lot. He doesn't stop. He doesn't take a break. And mind you, a big shout out to John Cena, our good friend, because the guy did an awesome promo last night with Bryan. It was so real. Daniel Bryan and John Cena's promo was absolutely awesome. I'm not sure. Did you get to see it?
No, I missed Monday Night Raw last night.
Man, it was awesome. So if you did not get to see it, please do go on YouTube, whatever it is, and have an opportunity to see this stuff, because it's just cool. That said, I want to thank you guys again for tuning in this evening here. Anything else you'd like to say?
Don't forget the Sunday SummerSlam.
Yes, and I tweeted this out yesterday. I am more pumped and looking forward to watching SummerSlam than WrestleMania 29. That's just me. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. But I've been enjoying the drama between Punk and Lesnar, Bryan and Cena, the whole Wyatt family's cool with Kane. It's just very, very, you know, it's new faces. I hope, and I want to cross my fingers here, I hope that Randy Orton does not interrupt in that match. Please. Please let Bryan and Cena do their thing, because I know they're going to have a good match. Just please, whatever you do, do not let Orton get involved. Please leave it as is. Let these guys wrestle. And please allow.
And who would you want to see win?
I'm going for Bryan. And the guy deserves it. Yeah, he has a big push. Everyone loves him.
Too.
Yeah, everyone has fallen in love with him, and I'm telling you, you gotta watch that promo. It's not even, you can tell that this is just out of their passion, out of their heart. Like, they spoke what they felt, and those are the best promos. And what a phenomenal job that those guys did.
And I love that shirt that he came out 2 weeks ago.
Here, the beard?
With
the beard is here. The beard is here? Yeah, the beard is here.
That's clever.
That is cool. And then on Thursday, you got TNA as well. The rumors were shut down that Hulk Hogan was going to do a movie on his life. That's no longer true, by the way. All right, well, with that said, I want to thank again all you guys. We'll see you here or hear from you tomorrow night, Wednesday, on The Roman Show. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Like us on Facebook, Roman Show Media. Follow us on Twitter, at The Roman Show. Subscribe to our YouTube account.
And Joe, the reporter.
Yeah, Joe, the reporter. And R. Roman 0201. With that being said, let Kimbo Slice take us out.
What's up? This your boy, Kimbo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimbo Slice, 305, and we out.